This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. It's there waiting on you. Ergonomic excellence. Made out of wood. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Listen to me. And let's start this out with Dear America. Many of us are predicting that eventually these foam-spitting psycho-leftists are going to have to embrace violence out of frustration at their inability to recover the power that we have stripped from them. And we're actually already past that point. Just ask Steve Scalise alive today, only because the Bernie bro who tried to massacre a bunch of Republicans, as well as Jeff Flake, did not know how to shoot. But we know how to shoot. And that's significant. I'm getting tired of saying this, but I see these leftist morons charging headlong down the same slippery slope that a lot of military members have found themselves in overseas. And the bottom of the slope, when you reach it, is really, really bad. And you leftists should stop your descent now. But unfortunately, there's no sign of sanity. This week, they turned the hate up to 11, then cranked it up to 17. And there are not many places to go once you reach. You're real live Nazis murdering children by not letting aspiring Democrat voters flow into the country at will. At some point, instead of a few wild-eyed randos with crummy aim trying to, you know, off the leftist political cultural opponent, they're going to start collectively going to go for the throat. Our collective throat, which I do not anticipate us normal people to responding to in one of those huggy, soft, you know, cuddly, loving kind of ways. And you can see them growing more and more unhinged. Peter Fonda, which, you know, it's astonishing that with what he's had to say, he's still only the second most garbage Fonda. He got on Twitter to pedo-threaten Trump's kid and to try to call for the public rape and torture of conservative women, and exactly zero prominent Democrats seemed to complain. And I don't mean to say there was only one or two. I mean, there was none. None. Maybe I missed the leftist outcry in defense of the right of conservative kids and women not to be abused. Or maybe there wasn't one because no prominent Democrat is willing to anger a leftist base that accepts both options if it helps get Trump out of power and them back in. Then there's Jake Tapper, who, and he would deny being a leftist. Acceptance is the first step towards recovery, Jake. But he's on CNN, so I guess that's something. But I saw something about it, you know, from everybody's close personal friend, Don Lemon. I suspect he's too busy preparing to have Stormy Daniels and Tom Arnold get married on his show and then sitting down with the bride and the goon after the ceremony to allow them to weigh in on their feels about Trump's aluminum tariffs. And you know, those are the worst things ever. As for Peter Fonda, instead of being rejected by Hollywood, he's probably already signed on for a part in the Roseanne-less Roseanne reboot. Because he did channel Tinseltown Titans like Roman Polanski and Harvey Weinstein. And I bet you he gets a standing O at the Oscars for his brave resistance to the idea of children not being molested and women not being abused, except I've already spent that $100 on some ammo. When people tell you that they want to hurt you, you should believe them. And the problem here is that normal people are beginning to listen to what the left has to say. And there's really nowhere else for them to go but towards embracing widespread violence. The logic of their twisted mindset is that the normals are not merely wrong and they're not merely evil, but that normal Americans and those who represent them are the evilest evildoers in evil history. And that doesn't leave a whole lot of room for a reasoned debate. In fact, it makes a reasoned debate impossible. So since they've taken reasoned debate off the table, they don't have a lot of options left to resolve the political and cultural difference. There are lies and intimidation and violence, and that's about it. And the first two have stopped working. And we're already seeing it play out. The mainstream media quit even pretending to be honest. It's in full-scale fib mode. Look at the Time magazine cover of the little girl whose scumbag mom dragged her across the desert to help her break our laws, apparently without daddy's permission and not for the first time. And that Time cover is a lie. But it's no surprise. The only surprise is that Time magazine is still a thing. In fact, the whole manufactured outrage over Democrat-preferred criminals being treated like every other criminal was a lie. And the media not only doesn't care, but actively and consciously supports lying to you to support their leftist ally. But no one cares anymore. They can lie and lie and lie and lie and do, and we just smile and buy more guns and ammo. So their attempt to intimidate us into submission, showing up at people's houses and screaming at them in restaurants, take that, Sarah Sanders. The idea is since the leftists can't convince the normals without the power of their ideas, because their ideas inevitably involve the normals ceding more of their rights and money to the leftists, they want to make submission and obedience the price for being able to participate in the culture. But what is inevitable is that we are newly militant, we normals, and our power is political rather than cultural, and we're going to respond pursuant to the new rules and demand the leftists bake us cake. Just wait until some enterprising legislator passes a no political discrimination law on a couple of overpriced precious restaurants selling the small plates of pressed duck confit with mango pepper chutney go bankrupted because Don Jr. sues them into oblivion for screaming at him when he steps in for a bite. And all of that only leaves violence. We've already seen it. You can sense that it's only a matter of time before the left openly embraces it. And they have set the conditions for it. They have dehumanized the opposition, which is to say me and you. Their lesser tactics aren't working. The lies no longer resonate because we are awake. And the polls indicate that most Americans greeted the whole kids in cages fraud with a collective shrug. Criminals separated from the kids? Doesn't that happen every day? It would sure happen to us if we broke the law, since we aren't the Democrats' great foreign hope for a future electorate that is pliable and obedient. Intimidation isn't working. It makes the left quiver with joy, but it just makes us mad. And getting your opponent riled up is a very poor strategy, especially at the ballot box. And mad people tend to retaliate. November is coming, and we fully understand that every middle finger selfie, every vicious tweet, every assault on a conservative diner is an attack on me and you. So the left will embrace violence, and it's only a matter of time, and they have to go there because there's nothing else left to try to undo our rebellion of 2016. The inertia of this hatred of theirs makes it inevitable. If we really are Nazi murderers who butchered children, don't they kind of have to respond violently after all? Is violence against us justified? Is what they're saying was true? It would be mandatory. But now we know a lot of big-name leftists don't believe the crap they're spewing, but the base does. You think of the Democrat gatherings in fern bars and bus stations that they don't giggle and whisper about how they hope the next time they're on one of their own attacks a bunch of conservatives, he, she, or Z, runs up the body count? It's only one problem. We will respond. We will respond in a way that you can't begin to fathom, because that's our business. That was our business. We are prepared for that. You will win a couple of quick ones, and then hell will be unleashed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load.
There are just too many times that people have tried to look inside of me, wondering what I think of you.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tire look.
Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I want you to think about if something was actually... You see it in nature all the time where like a tree will grow around and wrap itself around something. That's that sort of natural approach that Boyd's brings to the table. Check them out. And when I say the natural approach, it feels like it's a part of you. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, the other day, the Angel family's got their say, you know, as part of what's been going on. Trump sat down with them. And the Angel parents are parents whose children have been killed by illegal immigrants. A mother whose son was killed by an illegal immigrant blasted Kathy Griffin after the comedian said Trump is using Angel parents for propaganda. And I'm going to point something out about that in just a minute. He on this past Friday, he honored families in Washington who have had loved ones killed by illegal immigrants. And Griffin tweeted that while she is sorry for the parents' loss, the president is using them for propaganda. Let me ask you a question, Kathy. Isn't that what happens every time there's a rampage killing? Doesn't the left and the media and you and all of your little buddies, don't you trot out the victims of those crimes as propaganda? Is that why you're saying this about Trump? Because the only thing a leftist knows how to do is project. When they say something about somebody, when they're pointing something out about somebody, what they're actually doing is they're saying, well, this is what we're doing. This is what we believe. This is what we think. Which, you know, I get it. I understand it. I don't understand why you don't know that we know. But that's beside the point, isn't it? Her tweet. Message to the parents who are on stage with Trump at this press conference. I'm so sorry for your loss, but the man you're standing with, Trump, could give two blanks. He's using you for propaganda. Sabine Durden, a legal immigrant from Germany whose son Dominic was killed in 2012 when a truck slammed into his motorcycle. The truck's driver, Juan Zacharias Zun, was an illegal immigrant with two felonies and two DUIs, Durden has said. Durden said on the Ingram angle, Griffin needs to go to a stage somewhere in a little back alley and entertain the two people that are still following her. She just has no ground, she has no soul, she has no heart, and I pray to God she never knows this feeling. She added that her son's killer was jailed for just 35 days. In response to Trump's meeting with Angel parents, CNN commentator Paul Begala, former Clinton administration official, accused the president of politicizing the pain that families are enduring. It's monstrous to take these folks' pain and then try to use it to divide America, you hypocritical little bald punk. I'm not going to make my guy work hard on the other end because he'd be hitting the dump button a lot. Michelle Rood, whose daughter was killed by an illegal immigrant, had no words for Begala's remarks and said that the voices of Angel parents need to be heard. We need to hear the other side of it, she said. Now, this is the part that really gets to me, because this kind of hypocrisy, this kind of bold... Do you not understand that we watch all the stuff you do, you leftist idiots? We watch every time you take where some guy who has passed all of your little rules and everything else and has been found to be okay because the snapshot that is the background check worked with him at the time of purchase, takes a gun after he has made that purchase, and then goes off and kills a bunch of people. And he does it in a place where nobody even gets half a chance to fight back. And then you sit back and say, fighting back is barbaric. Teachers can't possibly shoot people. This is, you know, everybody that owns guns is, you know, a criminal in wait. So your answer to everything along these lines is that everybody should be helpless and then just die when the guy shows up. Because that's the price you pay when you live in a nice you know, utopian society, right? When the occasional crazy man comes up with a weapon, you just die due to his picadillos, right? But then, you always hold up and use those victims to do what? To divide America. And you take the people, you take, you know, about 140 some odd million people, and you demonize all of us because we own guns. We didn't do anything with bad with them that day. We're never going to do anything bad with them at all. And you can't see past the part where there are people that might have something going on up there in between their ears that is not really a good thing. And it may just never have manifested itself in a palatable way to where we could notice that and then say to ourselves, we need to not let this person have a gun. Until they do something. And then there's very rarely any chance to go back and, you know, go over that ground again, because a lot of times they just kill themselves. So the question then becomes, you know, for the leftists, the answer is very simple. We're going to take all the guns, which they would say, well, we're, you know, we believe in the Second Amendment. We don't want to take all the guns. Well, yeah, you do. You would start out taking the ones that you think are the easiest, the low-hanging fruit, and, of course, that's not going to do anything. Just ask the people in Santa Fe what that did. Didn't do anything. Shotgun, revolver. Okay? None of those, by the way, were any of the bad guns. Those weren't the bad guns. But, you know. We're still going to go after the bad guns anyway, because feelings. But this is exactly what they do. While they're out there saying, well, the president used these people for propaganda. Well, isn't that what you do, actually? All the president did was hear them. And because he's the president, he gets to sit there with them and have them on camera. Because if you guys really wanted to ignore the president, you could ignore the president, but you can't do that, can you? You just can't be left out of that party either. So, because he's the president. You may hate him, but he's the president. It must be exhausting to be a leftist. How on earth is that even anything that could be considered, you know, rewarding in life? It has to be just absolutely exhausting to be a leftist, mealy-mouthed, wish-everybody-was-defenseless punk. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News.
Federal authorities have arrested a Russian woman accused of conspiring to infiltrate American political organizations, including a gun rights group, at the direction of a senior official at the Kremlin. Teresa Payton is a former George W. Bush White House chief information officer. She explains what these charges mean.
It could be the smoking gun, but the other piece is there are oftentimes autonomous units who have sort of just a gray area marching orders, and they work autonomously, and they don't necessarily have to report back in all of their movements and all of their tactics. And in some regards, they don't want to, because that sort of gives top cover to the senior executives, if you will.
Today, President Trump confronted Russian President Vladimir Putin about hacking the U.S. election, and again, Putin denied his country's involvement. Putin did also offer to work with the U.S. on analyzing any cyber attacks. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
To you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I can't even begin to tell you how good a Boyd's gun stock is. Simply because the whole idea that a long time ago they sat down and they said, well, this is, we're going to try to do this and we're going to try to make this happen. And then they went out and did it. That's the part you have to take in consideration. All of that R&D was done, you know, this is not a work in progress. This is the finished product. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. One of the latest tricks the left wants to do, the Democrats, they're trying to keep Trump off the 2020 ballot, which I don't even know how that would work out. But Trump could have fun with this, and Democrats from 23 states are trying to keep Trump off the ballot unless he makes his tax return public. Here's the headline, 25 states move to keep Trump off 2020 ballot if he doesn't make his tax return public. It's actually sort of bad that they can't, you know, they don't concentrate on creating jobs, giving minorities the opportunity to move up the economic ladder the way Trump has. But here's some requirements that Republican attorneys general should demand in return, which should keep the Democrats' top candidates off the ballot, too. First of all, I think there should be a requirement to show college transcripts. That would have prevented Obama from being on the ballot. Another requirement could be that candidates take a DNA test and show to prove their Indian heritage if they previously claimed it to get ahead. This would keep Elizabeth Warren off the ballot. Anyone who plagiarized a college paper would not be eligible. This keeps Joe Biden off the ballot. Candidates who bought three houses while their wife lied and bankrupted a college would be ineligible. That eliminates Bernie Sanders. Those who lied to Congress would be ineligible, too. This would take out Eric Holder, Hillary Clinton, and James Comey, and probably most of their other potential candidates. I also believe that the Democratic National Committee should never again be allowed to require a photo ID to get into their party convention, because they have said that disenfranchises so many and is racist. Or could we say the truth about this, that they're just making that up so that ineligible people can vote? All of the Democrat candidates should list out which laws are exempted from their oath of office before they put on the ballot. Democrats should also be required to show actual proof that humans, CO2, and fossil fuels cause climate change instead of relying on inaccurate, manipulated computer models. I'm just thinking out loud. I'm just thinking, hey, here's something we could do. I think that's perfectly, required. I think it's required. Maxine Waters, let's talk a little bit about old Maxine, They're calling for violence. Without a doubt, they're calling for violence. And they're guaranteeing another Scalise-type tragedy, probably one where there will be some more killed than just wounded. We've gone beyond the severed presidential head, helped by the unfunny and untalented Kathy Griffin, to mod of action. We've seen the physical harassment of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, who just days before was drummed out of a Mexican restaurant by the left-wing activists protesting the separation of children from their parents caught crossing the border illegally, which is a bunch of junk. That happens all the time. Happens to criminals. It happens to good people. Non-criminals. She also was targeted by a leftist mob at her home, which, at that point for me, that's when, now the gloves are about to come off. Of course, these people are politicians. They're not like me. But they were out there screaming, no justice, no sleep. Okay. Small crowd of about 24 protesters was led by Credo Action, a progressive grassroots organization. Video posted to a social media site shows the protesters repeatedly yelling shame as Nielsen leaves her home and enters a vehicle. History will remember you. You belong in The Hague. You're a modern-day Nazi. And we all know what happened to those guys, don't we? We know what happened to the Nazis. We know. They were hunted down worldwide and executed. Their incitement of physical violence through rhetoric and mob action is excused by the media, who go into spasms of righteous indignation after every presidential tweet, which I find that very amusing myself. For all of you out there that claim to be conservative, but you just wish Trump would stay off of Twitter, do you not understand the entertainment value of it? So in the days of civil discourse, ideological opponents would target each other's rhetoric, not each other. And what you said was evil or inappropriate must be denounced. But following the Alinsky playbook, it's not what conservatives stand for that is evil. Conservatives themselves are evil. They must be thrown out of restaurants, confronted at their homes, and shot in baseball practice fields. And I wonder if that had been Peter Fonda instead of Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who chose to dine at the Red Hen in Lexington, Virginia. Would restaurant co-owner Stephanie Wilkinson have asked the C-list actor, who suggested that Trump's son deserved an unspeakable fate while suggesting Trump's supporters should be hunted down or harassed or worse to leave because the restaurant has certain standards? I wonder if they would have applied to Peter Fonda, who apparently has a movie coming out. Certainly the Roseanne Barr standard for indignant lefties does not apply to him. Barr had her career destroyed in minutes. Over one tweet. One. Over one word, really. And Peter Fonda has been given a free pass by the establishment media and Hollywood's hashtag MeToo activists after tweeting out a call to have a child raped and a woman sexually abused and humiliated. old man, you should just stick to acting. That's the thing about these guys I just can't stand. They honestly believe they're tough. They're not tough. You guys aren't tough. You want to see somebody tough? Go look at a firefighter. That's a tough guy. Anybody who willingly runs into a burning building, that's a tough guy. You want to see somebody tough? Go look at a ICU nurse who works for 12 hours under the most highly stressful situations. Stressful, you know, everything's set up. You know, you're watching a patient. That patient might live, might die. And you've got to work as hard right up to that very last moment. And it's impossible not to get emotionally invested while you're sitting there watching the family watch you fight for their loved one. That's somebody that's tough. All of you on the left that are calling for violence, when you finally get it, you're not going to be able to hand it back fast enough. And that's going to be too bad, because once it starts, it takes on a life of its own. Because once you have to go that route and you understand that it's never going to end unless you take it all the way, it then gets taken all the way. There's your problem. That's your problem, leftist. That's your big problem, because what's coming you surely don't understand. You don't get. You can't possibly fathom what's going to happen. You don't understand the righteous anger of a bunch of veterans, of a bunch of people that just want to be left alone. And the saddest part about this is, except for certain matters of politics, we're probably a lot alike. We might like the same kind of music. We might like the same football team. There's a lot of things we might have in common, but no. Some of you have to be led, and some of you want these people to do the leading, and tough. Tough. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Purely indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Last month from the United Nations International Network on Small Arms, they held a week-long conference geared towards making gun control an international priority. I'm sure that's a shock to every one of you listening right here, right now. Now the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is wanting to regulate and control small arms. Oh. During RevCon 3, the conference on the program of action on small arms and light weapons, Guterres had a message delivered on his behalf. Every year, over 500,000 people are killed violently around the world, mostly through small arms fire. Those pulling the trigger may be soldiers, border guards, or police, using their weapons as a last resort, in accordance with the principles of necessity, proportionality, and restraint. Some are private security guards or civilians, some using a registered firearm for protection or in self-defense. But the huge majority of those killed with small arms do not fit this description. They may be members of armed groups who are terrorizing people of a country or a whole region with killings and sexual abuse. They could be members of national security forces who are abusing their power. They might be terrorists aimed at destroying lives and sow fear. Criminals holding up a grocery store or gang members killing those get in the way of a drug deal. Tragically, many of them are men using an illegally acquired weapon against the women who are their partners. In some countries, more than 60% of killings of women are committed with firearms. Illicit small arms are also used against United Nations peacekeeping forces. In 2017, 56 peacekeepers died in violent attacks, the highest number in over two decades. Regulating small arms is a unique challenge. It is not simply a question of addressing government stockpiles. Out of the some 90 million small arms in the world, 3/4 are in civilian hands, the majority unlicensed. Controlling and regulating small arms therefore requires action that goes well beyond national security institutions. It includes providing alternative livelihoods for former combatants, engaging with municipal governments and police, working with civil society, including grassroots organizations, and community violence reduction programs, as well as local businesses. Solutions must be integrated and holistic. short term. Compartmentalist projects will not keep pace with the seriousness and magnitude of the problem. This is why the United Nations recommends that the Security Council should address the arms situation when considering geographic and thematic issues on its agenda. This is also why the United Nations has developed a broad set of voluntary small arms control standards. And that is why the Program of Action emphasizes the value of national commissions and national action plans to foster coordinated efforts and strengthen the cooperations. Small arms control is a prerequisite for stability and conflict prevention, which is critical to achieve the mutually reinforcing goals of sustaining the peace and sustainable development. Only through sustainable development will we be able to build just peaceful and inclusive societies and to achieve a lasting peace. That's not true. All we have to do to achieve a lasting peace would be to, you know, get the warp drive, and then the Vulcans will see that and they'll come down and everything will be great. We'll join Starfleet. No, the Federation. We'll join the Federation of Planets and everything will be cool. I saw the movie. Am I making light of something?
Yeah.
Yes, I am. See, one of the reasons that we have such a, one of these civil societies, because our society is actually quite civil. Quite civil. 320, 330 million people in the United States. Compare that to anywhere else where they have a fraction of the weapons we have, and you have double the crime in some cases, double the homicides, double lots of things. And they don't have the same sort of, population that we have. When you look at our population and you look at our crime, we're actually the most civilized. I don't care what Barack Obama says. I don't care what any of the leftists say. If it were true about the gun grabbers, if it were true what the gun grabbers say about me and you, well, then that would mean that we would have already taken care of the gun grabbers. But like I said, this is the thing about the gun grabbers, and this is the thing about the UN and everything else. We, the citizens of the United States, have been the champions of the world. We have helped everybody out there. We have gone where we had to go, and we've done what we had to do to help. And now we have everybody and their brother coming in wanting to say, well, we've got to control these guns in order to have the just societies that we're looking for. But we're doing a pretty good job of that here. Here's the other thing, and I cannot reiterate this enough. Anti-gunners, gun grabbers, Americans who think guns are bad and everything just because you've been watching too much CNN. I don't carry a gun because I want to shoot anybody. I don't want to shoot anybody ever. Ever. I want to try to live to 2050. I want the nano machines to be perfected so they can inject them in my fourth point of contact, and then I can live and be 150 years old and climb mountains. I want to see my grandchildren have grandchildren. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get there, and I'm willing to pay whatever price it takes to get there. But at the same time, you guys got to leave me alone. Because I simply am, I'm a master at living and letting live. But you're not, for whatever reason. You just can't do that. You've got to be in control of something. And those of you who don't actually want to be in control of anything, you want somebody to be in control of something, and you want to be under their control. And I'm telling you, that gets you nowhere. They're not going to be there if you need them. They're not going to be there if you need them. What if the only way you could eat was when they brought food? How often would you get to eat? You'd starve. You would absolutely starve. What if to get dressed? Or what if, there's so many different things I can say or point out to you about this one. That it's just hard for me to fathom that anybody else out there would want to have somebody else in charge of them. I mean, is that what you want? Do you want somebody to be in charge of you? somebody to make your decision, somebody to decide that you are this or you are that, and you need to do this or you need to do that. And where does that end? Where's the line at? Where does that line pop up? Because it's got to be somewhere. It just can't be out there in perpetuity with, you know, completely open-ended to where you are saying to someone, well, listen, we don't care how far you take it, because that's not true. Ever. That is never true. Everybody cares where you take it. We have this thing called self-preservation. And for some of you, you don't find that out until too late. And then it's too late. And that's a problem, because even you leftists who have children and everything, that your children deserve to have you around. Yes, they do. Your parents deserve to see you until it's time for them to go. Your children deserve to see you until it's time for, you know, everybody deserves a nice natural life. It's only when we start getting in there and messing with that and trying to say, well, you know, we're looking for the utopia. And the utopia demands this. Well, no, it doesn't. And no matter how much the UN wants it, I mean, UN? I just saw that thing coming from the small arms survey. I know which nation has the most guns. And you guys don't stand a chance coming into this country. The slaughter would be horrible. It'd be horrible. Don't put us in that position. And don't think that we won't recognize it when you do. I beseech you, please. Leave it alone. You got more hotspots to worry about than the United States. We have hour number three looming on the horizon. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.